2 full years passed, and still Joseph remained in prison. Then one morning, in the great palace of the kings of Egypt, Pharaoh awoke, distressed and troubled in spirit.
Ator! Ator! Where are you? Ator!
Your Majesty, your butler is at hand.
Next time, come more quickly. What time is it?
May it please His Majesty. It is yet very early in the morning.
Go and call my magicians. Bid them come quickly, for I am troubled and have need of them.
At once, Your Majesty!
Incarnation of the Sun, Lord of the Earth, hail!
Greetings, 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 magicians.
Your Majesty sent for us.
I am weighed down in spirit. I dreamed last night, 2 dreams, one after the other. I desire you to tell me the meaning of the dreams.
We are honored, Your Majesty, by your confidence.
In my first dream, behold, I stood by the river, and there came out of the river 7 well-favored cows and fat-fleshed, and they fed in the meadow. And behold, 7 other cows came up out of the river after them, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other cows on the bank of the river. And the ill-favored and lean-fleshed cows ate up the well-favored and fat cows. But they were still lean and ill-favored. Then I awoke.
A most meaningful dream, Your Majesty.
In my second dream, behold, 7 ears of corn came upon one stalk, fat and good, and behold, 7 thin ears sprang up after them. And the 7 thin ears devoured the 7 fat and full ears, and I awoke the second time.
Pound the brass and rattle the bones, brass on brass, bone on bone, water, fire, earth and air, mixed with lotus blood.
Well, what is the meaning of my dream?
Most profound dream, Your Majesty, and a most interesting one.
Yes, 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 but what does it mean?
A most difficult dream, Your Majesty.
Well, I'm waiting.
Alas, Your Majesty, we cannot interpret the dream.
We cannot interpret it, Your Majesty.
And why not, pray tell?
The brass is silent, the bones reveal nothing.
Is there no one who can interpret my dreams?
I do remember my fault this day.
Your Majesty, your servant knows a Hebrew slave, a man most wonderfully skilled in the interpretation of dreams. He is in the prison where it pleased His Majesty to confine me 2 years ago.
Well, don't stand there chattering. Bring him here. Bring him here.
So a messenger was sent to bring Joseph out of the prison, and he came and stood before Pharaoh. Pharaoh told Joseph what he had dreamed.
And the 7 thin ears devoured the fat and the full ears, and I awoke the second time.
The dreams of Pharaoh are as one. God has shown Pharaoh what he's about to do. Behold, there shall be 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt, and there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and famine shall consume the land. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh find a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh appoint officers over the land, and let them gather all the food of these 7 good years.
Yes.
And that food shall be stored against the 7 years of famine, so that the land of Egypt perish not.
Of course, of course.
And Joseph's interpretation of the dreams was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph,
For as much as God has shown you all this, there is none so discreet and wise as you are. You shall be over my house, and according to your word shall all my people be ruled. Only on the throne will I be greater than you.
And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand, and dressed him in clothes of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck, and made him ruler, second only to Pharaoh, over all the land of Egypt.